The Sleeper Architect by Rosalind I. Davenport. Read by Helen Marsh. Here we go. Chapter 1. The Lie I Built My Life On. The pub door swung shut behind them, cutting off the sound of rain against pavement. Auntie L, was Mummy good at drawing? Ellie guided Grace toward their usual corner booth, the one with the torn red velvet and the window that showed the street. She could draw a mean stick figure. That's not serious. She was better at stories. She used to tell me ones about a fox who lived in a tower and only came out at night. Grace slid into the booth, her raincoat squeaking against the vinyl. She pulled a crumpled piece of paper from her pocket and flattened it on the table. Like this one? The drawing showed a sleeping fox curled in a circle, its tail wrapped around its body like a question mark. The lines were careful, deliberate, not a child's loose scribble. Ellie picked it up. The paper was torn from a sketch pad, the edge rough. On the back, in an adult's handwriting, someone had written, "The fox dreams of running. Where'd you get this?" "I found it." Grace's eyes were too wide, the way they got when she was holding something back. Grace, on the bench, by the gate. She pulled a lemonade from the waitress's tray before Ellie could order. "A lady left it. She said I could keep it." The waitress raised an eyebrow at Ellie. "The usual?" "Yeah, thanks, Moira." Ellie waited until she was gone, then leaned across the table. "What lady?" "I don't know. She had a red scarf. She said the fox was sleeping because it was safe." Ellie's fingers tightened on the paper. She turned it over, studied the fox again. The tail curved in a way that made her stomach clench. A tail with a tiny mark in the fur, almost like a letter. Cyrillic. The letter V. She'd seen that mark before, on a file that had cost her 3 years of her life. "Did she say anything else?" "She said to give it to you." Grace took a long sip of lemonade, watching Ellie over the rim of the glass. "She said you'd like foxes." Ellie folded the drawing and slid it into her jacket pocket. Her hand was steady. It had to be. "Finish your drink. We'll get chips on the way home." "Can we get the ones from the place with the salt? The ones that make your fingers look like you've been rolling in snow?" Grace grinned, the dimple on her left cheek deepening. "Yes." Ellie smiled back, but her eyes kept drifting to the window. The street was empty except for a black car parked 30 meters down, engine running. She couldn't see the driver through the rain-streaked glass. She'd made a promise to Nina. Keep her safe. Give her a normal life. Normal meant fish and chips on Tuesdays. Normal meant walking her home and tucking her in and pretending the world wasn't full of people who'd use a 9-year-old girl to get to her. The car didn't move. Auntie L? Grace had stopped drinking. She was watching Ellie now, her head tilted. "You're doing the thing." "What thing?" "The thing where you look at nothing and your mouth goes flat." Grace set her lemonade down. "Like when you think about Mummy." Ellie forced her mouth into something softer. "I'm not thinking about Mummy. I'm thinking about chips." "You're lying." "I'm lying a little." Grace nodded, satisfied. "That's okay. Mrs. Patel says everyone lies a little. She says the important thing is knowing when someone lies to protect you or lies to hurt you." "Mrs. Patel sounds very wise. She's got a cat named Biscuit. He's fat." Grace picked up her lemonade again. "Can I have dessert?" "You haven't finished your dinner." "Dessert first, then dinner. That's what Daddy says when Mummy's not looking." Ellie's chest tightened. Nina's husband, Tom, had died 2 years before Nina. Car accident on the M25. Grace had been 4. She didn't remember him, not really, but she'd built a version of him from stories and photographs, a father who said funny things and let her have dessert first. "Your daddy sounds like a smart man." "He was." Grace said it matter-of-fact, the way she said most things about death. "He's in the sky now, with Mummy. They're probably eating dessert first every night." Ellie blinked hard. "They probably are." Grace finished her lemonade and slid out of the booth. "Can we go now?" "Yeah." Ellie stood, dropping a 20 on the table. "Stay close to me." They pushed through the door into the rain. The street lamp cast a yellow pool on the pavement, and Ellie took Grace's hand, pulling her toward the curb. The black car was still there, still idling. "Auntie L, why is that man staring?" Ellie didn't look. "Don't stare back, just keep walking." The courier came from nowhere. A blur of yellow jacket and chrome handlebars cutting across the pavement at an angle that made no sense. Ellie moved without thinking, shoved Grace behind her, stepped into the bike's path, caught the front wheel with her hip. The courier pitched forward, his shoulder slamming into her chest. She went down hard, her palms scraping against concrete, and in the split second before he scrambled to his feet, she felt it, the hard, flat outline beneath his jacket. "Gun. Watch where you're going." She forced the words out calm, ordinary, as she pushed herself up. The courier was already remounting, already pedaling away.